going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Red Beats. Beats time. Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you were up there, Brad. You witnessed it. You know what the stories are. You're covering the draft. Did you learn anything from what the Bears hierarchy had to say yesterday? Kind of very close proximity to the draft. I don't think you're going to get a lot of stuff, but what a relief to at least get Ian Cunningham checking in.
Yeah, no, they didn't say a whole heck of a lot, but that's all right. You don't really expect them to. And the reality is we're going to need 2 or 3 years to see how they did, like to evaluate the draft, right? If you go back and you take a look at the first draft by Ryan Poles a couple years ago, I mean, we can make some conclusions on some of those picks. And some of them, I think you really got to wait until year three to weigh in on how this draft class performed. And I'm looking at a Jervon Dexter, who we've, you know, talked endlessly about the capability and a step forward. Tyreek Stevenson. So it takes a while. You'll probably have some people assessing success or failure by Friday night, Saturday at the latest. We're going to have to see them play football. And this is a great opportunity for them to get better. They're the only team in the league with 3 picks in the top 50. And those 3 actually come in the top 41. Now, there's a good collection of teams with 5 picks in the top 100, just less than 100, or you go to about 105, 107 picks. So there's some other teams with a ton of draft capital as well. But with the Bears positioned at 10 and then 2 picks in the top third of round 2, they're a really good spot to get some help.
Well, Brad, your prose reads like Ben Johnson's poetry. So when you are waxing poetic Thursday night, do you feel like you'll be writing about a team that holds onto its pick or more likely trades down and accumulates another asset to draft later?
Yeah, you know, a couple points. Number one, like if they trade down, you're not getting like an extra second round pick unless you move down a long ways. Right, you'd have to drop down quite a bit, but you are getting another dart to throw at the board. And if the players
Jackson does,
if you've got a really big group of players graded at 10, sure, consider it. The other thing is who's going to want to trade up? I think there's going to be movement. I really do, and that's driven by need. Okay, when you see these moves happen, when teams are on the clock, that's generally driven by need. So we'll have to see. I don't think they trade up.
Yeah, I hope that, not. Yeah,
I hope not seems, too.
Yeah, yeah. The trading up just if the strength of this draft is into round two, like what are you doing? Like the Bears aren't so loaded right now as a roster that they just need that one guy. They need to take a shot at a bunch of guys here, as many as they can.
It was really interesting because I think that we understand that the running back position has lost a lot of luster over the years, and yet we saw how impactful it was last year with, you know, a couple of guys in particular with Saquon and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. But we look at this group, and, you know, I think it was Schefter had an item that the Bears are praying that Ashton Jeanty winds up falling to them. And I was talking to someone who said that he believes there are six potential blue chip running backs out of this draft, that it's not just one, that there are six that you would think highly of. Now, I don't know how many get drafted in the first round. It could be one, could be two, three. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, but by his calculation, 10 of the top 100 picks in the draft are at the running back position, which is a huge number when you think about the way that running backs have been looked at. We know that the Bears are interested. We know that the head coach likes play action, and we know how well that will work. When do you think they strike at the running back position? If Jeanty falls, they could grab him. If he doesn't, does that mean the second round? Do you? And again, there are people that believe you could get a back in any round of this draft up to about the top five.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think Jeanty falls. Jeanty's not going to fall to 10.
No. He's going to.
I just really don't think that's plausible. It's going to depend on what you do in round one. Do you address offensive line in round one? Do you have a player that you can add to the mix as a left tackle? Is that truly something that you want to accomplish? Because if you take a edge rusher, a tight end, a running back, name your position other than guy that can compete at left tackle in the first round, and you truly want to add someone to the mix with Amagaji and Braxton Jones, you've got to make that move in round two. Like that guy's, and you got to hope that guy's there at 39 or 41. So in that scenario, maybe the running back's not coming into the fold until the third round. Because if you see a player that you got a better grade on or at a position with more scarcity, because if you don't get the running back in round two, that doesn't mean you're getting shut out of a great running back draft. There's going to be a multitude of options in round three when they're on the clock, and guys that in many other years probably have the talent to be drafted a decent bit higher than they're going to go, just because of the depth of all the backs this year.
Brad, there wasn't a lot offered in terms of details or specifics at Tuesday's household gathering, otherwise known as the Ian Cunningham Job Fair. But I do think that one of them was Darnell Wright possibly moving from the right side to the left side. And if that you're what? I didn't even ask a question yet. Why don't you buy him?
Yeah, but I don't see any way Darnell Wright's going to left tackle.
So that's just something they threw out there that they're not considering.
They didn't throw it. They were asked, and they were like, "Well, yeah, you could." Like, it wasn't something that they threw out there. I don't view Darnell Wright as a left tackle possibility
so
for them. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
I ask a question, please? Does that make you disqualify Armon Membu from consideration because he's a right tackle? And if they're going to draft him, I would be surprised if they would try him at left tackle and change positions as a rookie.
Did they say he's a right tackle only? That would be my question to that. Maybe there's someone that believes he can play left tackle. I think he's a right tackle or a guard. But no, I don't think that necessarily disqualifies him. It is interesting. I was talking to one guy yesterday that I always have interesting chats with, and he said, "Can you remember a class where there's been more players that they've said, well, he's a left tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a guard that's got to play center, or he's a left tackle who ultimately this guy might be best at center." Like, there's, you know, there's not as many guys where you look at him and you say, yeah, he's a guard and he's only a guard. But I wouldn't rule Membu out, but I'm not buying Darnell Wright as a possibility at left tackle. I mean, he's got to get better at right tackle.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I am very curious, Brad. We had a conversation yesterday, and David said he felt that Kieran Amagaji was one of the most underreported, under-talked about stories out there, because that guy was a third-round draft pick, and we now just sort of throw him in the mix behind the injured Braxton Jones. That he actually has like a higher lineage, if you will, than the fifth rounder Jones. Usually you take a guy who you say, well, he was injured, otherwise he'd have been a first round pick. And usually you have a plan for that guy. Now, I don't know if they have a plan or if they don't have a plan or what how they feel about the injury he had when they took him. But I have literally heard nothing about Kieran Amagaji, and we do not consider him like in line for playing time or ready to make an impact in his second year. And I'm just curious, do you look at him as sort of a member of the Velus Jones Club, if you will, or whatever third round pick the Bears have taken that doesn't play? Whether that's Pickens or the late lamented Jones, whomever it might be, what's going to happen with him? When will we find out if he can play? And shouldn't we know that at this point?
Yeah, I think we're going to require some additional patience with the guy who didn't have training camp last year, and was so limited in terms of playing time last year. When are we going to be able to make any evaluations? Probably not until they're a little ways in a legitimate training camp with pads on, and we see him. You know, he's a guy, you know, if you're making a list of players right now you're interested in seeing play in preseason, and that's generally a short list, like it's preseason, but he'd be on that list, right? How does he look? What's his body look like when he comes back here? But by no means have they written him off. They just don't have it. They got a new coaching staff with nothing to go off with him. They haven't worked with him before, and the tape that they have of him is real limited. So he can kind of define his own future here. Is how I would look at it.
Brad, how do you look at the information that's out there? I believe that the Bears haven't drafted anybody in the first or second rounds that they haven't had for a Hallis Hall visit. Does that give you any sort of guidance, or do you pay close attention to such trivia like that?
I mean, you start trying to follow something like that, and we're working off of, you know, it's not like the regime has been around forever. I think you'd you can wind up making a mistake if you get in the weeds with something like that. But certainly, yeah, interesting to at least discuss a little bit.
How would you rate the likelihood that they could somehow kind of switch to a defender, to a defensive lineman, to a defensive tackle? A defensive end. I'm just curious. There seem to be a lot of guys that have been mentioned, some of whom have maybe a little bit of issue off the field. Is there a cloud of players that you are keeping an eye on at those positions?
Yeah, I think they've got a clear need on the defensive line as well. Especially if you're at all looking at what the Eagles do and saying, hey, you know, this is a pretty good model here, how they build the offensive line, how they build up the defensive line, and then they just seemingly restock. Like, a guy retires or a guy leaves. Well, they've got somebody in the pipeline already, and then they're adding a new player to the pipeline. So they've got additional depth. Like, the Bears' pass rush was inadequate last season, and they've got, you know, they paid pretty good money to Dio to come in and play defensive end for him, but there's a little bit of, like, developmental roll of the dice there with him, right? You don't know what he's going to do. So I believe there's clear need at edge, and if the right tackle's there too, they need more depth there. as well. You can't look at the depth chart that they've got for Dennis Allen right now and say, hey, these guys are all set up. They need more help also.
Brad, we had Ross Tucker on yesterday, and I was surprised, actually, when he projected that the Bears would select Colston Loveland at number 10. I know Tyler Warren is a guy that might go off the board before that, but do you have an idea or any sense in talking to the number of people that you talk to how the Bears might evaluate one tight end or compare one to the other? Because they are very, obviously, highly productive players coming out of the Big Ten, but they do have different skill sets.
Yeah, they're both really good offensive players. And I actually, I think I was on this show last week, and I helped Sam Farmer, our friend with the LA Times, in the mock draft. And I told him, it got to me, and Sam gave me the nine names that were off the board, right? And I looked at the group of names off the board. I'm like, crap, what am I going to do now? And so I thought about it, and I was like, well, heck, I'll give him Colston Loveland, because he could help him out. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting player. In talking to people, they think Loveland's going to go higher tomorrow than some people have thought for a time now. Another name to keep an eye on is Walter Nolan. And not necessarily for the Bears, I'm just saying. Yeah. Defensive tackle at Ole Miss. He's the best pass rushing defensive tackle in this draft.
And young.
That's Mason Graham, for as good as he was at Michigan, he doesn't get the quarterback with the kind of regularity that would be ideal. So Nolan's a guy that could go. Nolan could even go in the top 10. Those are a couple of names that haven't been getting huge run the past however many months. We beat the draft to death, but those guys should be well positioned tomorrow night, you'd think.
I think Nolan's a really interesting player. He's young. He can do some things.
I mean, there's little character stuff pops up for him.
Yes.
I think it's maturity stuff, but maybe. He's late, he's this, not necessarily getting himself into trouble, but, needs to get with a program that's going to help him become a little bit more mature.
Great stuff, Brad.
Thank you, Big Z.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, a football man from the Chicago Tribune. A lot of possibilities out there. We'll see.
If Mason Graham drops to 10.
Yeah.
That would be a surprise, and I think it also would, depending on who else is on the board, but if he drops to 10, then some other guys that Bears might be targeting would have gone first.
Right.
And if he drops there, boy, you could live with that.
I got to tell you, I've seen, I saw a mock yesterday, I can't think of whose it was, where they had all three offensive linemen already drafted by 10. And there was one of the tight ends left.
It's not a terrible scenario.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. All right, we've got to get back to the conversation. 312-644-6767. Mullion Haw on the score.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.